Right, Paul, obviously you didn't pick up the win today. You asked for a good start in the game from in the programme notes. Do you feel that you got that?
Yeah, I think so. I said, well, barring the first set we had, I thought we got into the arm wrestle and it gave ourselves a chance of getting something out of the game. And, you know, we're disappointed with the way we started in London, and obviously it's been a big focus of ours all this week. And to go in 4-0 at the break was good for us and was obviously well in the game.
Yeah, I thought your game control, your field control was excellent. And how nice is it to have somebody like Rankin and Cunningham with you to make sure that you again, you're not the sole perpetrator of those skills.
Yeah, we've obviously got a great deal of help today from LFC and the dual regiment that we have. And you know, if you add all their salaries together and put them on our salary cap, we're still nowhere near some of the boys that are spending big, and we need that bit of help and quality. And obviously Jordan and James in particular in key positions give us that. Fekir gives us some go forward, Steve gives us some pace on the edge, and Stuart off the bench gives us another middleman option. So, you know, we're really grateful for the help off Hull and Lee Radford in particular, have a good relationship with, and you know, they certainly help us get around the field and control a little bit of field position. In particular, first half, as you say, I thought we lost it a little bit second half.
Yeah, I guess you've got to make the changes. The changes didn't seem to affect you that much. They came on about 20 minutes, and Pagliacina had run the middle of the park. Do you think that's where Featherstone got a bite back at you?
Well, they're always going to, you know, Andy packs his team with the big men off the bench and Hooker off the bench. I know they lost Erwin early, but we always knew that it was going to be a battle down the middle. We obviously picked middles on the bench too, and we knew that was where it was going to be won or lost. And I think they just got over the top of the second half. I didn't think there was a great deal in the game at all, you know, from minute 1 to 80. And, you know, and for us, that's where we want to be. We want to be in games, and obviously we will get over the line, you know, sooner rather than later if we continue with that kind of intensity from minute 1.
I thought you worked really hard in the second half to get upfield, because obviously the conditions work against you. It was a nice break from yourself to rolling back the years.
If it had been, I've just told the boys, if it had been dry, I'd have probably got over.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Maybe not, but listen, we're in games, and I can't ask any more of the players. They give me everything, and in particular, they gave me everything from the off today, which was obviously the big improvement from last weekend.
How telling was, when you got good field position in the second half, you gave a penalty away in possession, and that was your best opportunity in the second half?
Yeah, obviously huge. You know, it's the cardinal sin in rugby league of giving a penalty away when you're in possession. And, you know, I'd like to have a look at it. I was obviously looking somewhere else and trying to set something up, so I'll have a look at that on the video and if the ref's got it right or wrong. But it is a big turning point in the game with it. What we can't do is give field position and possession away when obviously we've got the football. And, you know, if the referee's right to penalise that, then obviously the player's got something to answer for.
Yeah, we don't know what the outcome of that set of six was, but I thought you'd worked hard to get back up the field and then it just seemed to have been squandered with that penalty.
Yeah, you know, and it's an issue. I think we made a couple of errors coming out of yardage as well, and I think Featherstone just showed how to kill a game and strangle a game, and it was a little bit of a lesson for myself and Jordan in the halves on the way Sykes kicked the ball. And you know, what we've got to do is learn some lessons, and again we'll be in the game next week up at Workington after a long journey if we improve the little areas that we wanted to and from week to week.
Yeah, and I guess that would have been my next league question would be, you know, obviously the progress you've made in a week, if that can be mirrored each week, you're going to be in a good position going further forward.
Listen, sooner rather than later we'll win a game. You know, if we continue with the intensity at the start and we improve a little bit in attack and our field position, then eventually we'll get over the line. And after a long trip up there next week, you know, we need a win sooner rather than later. So, you know, we'll look at the game and we'll analyse it, and what we'll do is we'll learn some lessons from it and we'll try and improve them areas. As I said, we improved massively from the start last week, you know, which was the sole focus this week was based upon that. We can't start playing when we're 26 points down from like we did at London and just get pipped. So to be in the game right up until probably 76, 77 minutes is great from us.
And just one last mention, I thought Scott had a good game at fullback today.
Dave's a good player. You know, we picked him up from Featherstone playing in the under-20s and came on loan here for 6 games, and he's become a permanent fixture for us. And, you know, what he does is he gives you energy, he gives you tempo, he gives you, you know, a bit of enthusiasm from the back carrying, and you know, he's one of the ones that we want to keep at the club for many years to come.